This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pigs love mud, and you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, our good friend JP is in between planes.
Man is always flying around the country.
I think that's one of the reasons he took the gig at the Brown Eye
at CBS, formerly of Fox Broadcasting, now a proud member of the CBS family.
Hey, he's a colleague now.
He's returning back to CBS. Here's the great James Brown. JB.
And let me make sure that all of America knows, just because I will be a colleague now, Don and Mike will not lessen their critique and criticism of me at all, and that's because I love them.
And here's what's even better, that all of those years that you've said to us, guys, anytime you want to come out to the set, out in Hollywood, when we were conveniently 4,000 miles away, when you would say, anytime, let me know. Well, now that you're going to be based out of New York, my friend, I can get that bus in Chinatown, that $35 bus.
$35, you mean the ones that burn up all the time?
Sometimes, Mike, but right. It's a great deal. Anyway, we're going to be so close. JB, thanks for being on the show. Why'd you leave Fox to go back to CBS?
And you know, and the one thing I know about you guys, you always ask the pertinent questions. It was not in my plan at all to do that. I had not even thought, fellas, and I'm being, as you well know, I've been very honest about it all with you. I had not even thought about that at all. But during the course of the conversations, when interest was expressed by CBS and a package that was put together that included not only football, but basketball.
Yeah.
And there has been absolutely no news talk at all, although clearly they offer a lot of that, and I would certainly like to see if there might be a fit in that arena as well. And certainly being closer to home, given the health challenges that my mom has had, it just made a lot of sense when you think about it in totality and not trying to come at you square. I know when I sat with my sister and my wife and mom and we prayed on the matter, there was a real peace about it, and I feel good.
Okay, well,
no pun intended, even though I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia, not too far from James Brown's home.
So they put together something that was very attractive for you professionally, but also the travel was a factor as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, and travel definitely was a factor, but you know what? It was not a principal one, and again, being very honest with you, had things worked out the way I had planned, I certainly would have been okay with traveling another 6 years. The way I have been going out to the West Coast, but this certainly makes it a whole lot easier, and I'm totally comfortable with it, and looking forward to the new set of challenges associated with it.
So this has to be a bombshell. I mean, for both networks, I've got to think at Fox, they're still prying their underpants out. You know, they're still going. Hold on a second.
What?
The Rock is gone. You know, and at CBS now, they're moving Gumball to the games. So it's you in the studio. I know this is queer, but it seems like you are friends with the Fox guys. So I have to know, have you talked to Terry Bradshaw? Have you talked to Howie Long? Have you told them that you're breaking up with them?
Yeah, and honestly, I kept them abreast the entire way because they are family. And as you guys have found out throughout the course of our relationship, and with those guys having been on your program, it's more than them just being colleagues. They are friends.
Right.
So I kept them abreast of everything the entire way. None of us believed that something like this would happen. We thought that it would certainly work out. It was extremely reassuring to see Jimmy Johnson, who at some point during the good negotiations, just go up to the guys and say, hey, look, you guys need to get this done. But again, once the door was open and there was an opportunity with a suit store like CBS, again, it just it was too attractive. Now, Terry Bradshaw and I had an extremely emotional conversation on Saturday, so much so that I know we couldn't continue the conversation and we haven't called each other back. But
is that, JB, is that why he wasn't at the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. You know what? Hey, Don and Mike, he actually mentioned way back when that he wasn't going to go because of the time. He was supposed to be out promoting the movie that he's in.
That movie that I gotta see, the one with Matthew McConaughey. I look forward to seeing that movie.
You know what? But there will be one scene that you guys won't want to see. I mean, he's up in his fish room and he's walking around in the buff. And I was sitting next to him at the screening, and when he saw that, he turned and whispered. He says, "You know what? I thought it was a pretty good idea, but now I realize it is."
Oh no!
Right, so the news is you are officially gone from Fox. You're gonna be the new host of the NFL on CBS, and you have nothing but good things to say about the people at Fox. Tell me, are you looking forward to working with prima donna Jim Nance?
Jim Nance was the first announcer call that I got to congratulate me and welcome
That's
back.
That's right. You know why? You know why? That's called brown nose.
Hey, you know what? He is the face of CBS, so he certainly doesn't have to do that. And we go back and wait. But I know you guys really give him.
He's a classic. You
do him every time. Yeah.
We do. And beware of any anonymous threatening notes you get on your desk when you get to CBS. Those will all be from Nance.
Hey guys, yeah, it's Nance. I'm threatened.
Yes, I do.
James Brown making the move. Guys, I used to have that job, guys.
When he congratulated you on the gig, did he mention that he was named Sportscaster of the Year?
He did not. And if he did receive that honor, congratulations. So Jimmy and I go back a ways. There is absolutely no problem, no animosity. We will coexist very nicely. As much as when Greg Gumbel and I were there, and Greg and I chatted as well, so I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Nance. I just put a flaming bag of dog do on James Brown's desk, guys. Well, JB, we're happy for you.
Yeah, delighted that you're coming to CBS.
We kind of knew behind the scenes that when you weren't coming on the air with us before the Super Bowl, something was going on. Glad to hear that you're happy and your family's happy.
Yeah.
It is good, and you know what? I'm looking forward to talking with you guys, and I would never shy away from you guys. Even going through tough challenges, I would never, ever shy away from you guys.
And I certainly hope, I hope they give you...
I have a very handsome young man who just handed me a little moo-moo cow here. This is awfully nice. I'm over in the kids section of the airport, and came over and shared his little toy moo-moo cow with him.
James Brown, beloved by children and grandmothers.
Well, I hope you know now that you will be having a commute that's not as tough and being as technically we work for the same company, we really need to whore out our relationship with you. I mean, we need to take it to a new level.
You know what
sure.
I mean?
I mean,
whatever level, I'm with you guys. And obviously, we know that level is higher and higher.
Oh, that's wonderful. And good luck with everything. I hope they do give you some news stuff to do, because I've seen your stuff on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and you do a great job with that, too.
Hey, Don and Mike, I love you guys very much. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it greatly.
Thanks for coming on the show and talking to us.
Thank you, fellas.
Okay, there. Bye, JB.
Bye-bye.
There you go. A newsmaker.
How about that guy?
JB.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
So anyway,
I just got totally sidetracked when he brought up the Terry Bradshaw movie, because I don't like Matthew McConaughey that much, but I tell you, I just want to see Terry Bradshaw the daddy.
He's got like 5 minutes, maybe.
Is that it, really?
In the whole movie.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. But
that is a ballsy move for JB, leaving the number one football network to go to work at,
CBS.
The scrummy network.
We only had him on for a brief amount of time, and when he said that the discussion with Terry Bradshaw was emotional, and then they couldn't continue it, I wonder if it was emotional, as far as anger. It got heated at all, because, those were pretty good buddies, I think.
They were close. It's probably sad. What I had heard over the weekend, along with all that stuff about Tony Kornheiser going to Monday Night Football and Al Michaels quitting, was that when JB goes to CBS, that Terry Bradshaw will then be the lead guy, and they're going to hire Deion Sanders.
I don't know if I like that move. I like Terry being able to just sit there and fool around. That's what I think.
Yeah. I don't know, but Mike, were you going to find another well-spoken colored guy to be your host? I mean, I think those guys are few and far between. Other than that, your average colored guy on TV is like Shannon Sharp. Very outspoken. Deion Sanders.
Thank you, Don. Thanks so much.
Coming in wearing his regal.
Loosen my tie now, please. Someone loosen my tie.
Please. Yes, wild.
No. What's that move Letterman does where he puts his hand on his side? I think. Yeah.
Whoa.
To be honest, to be totally honest, it, whether it's Deion Sanders or whether it's name any black athlete, they will have to round out the panel on the Fox show, whether it be a host or someone else. There's no way that you can have four white guys doing, I mean, just politically correctness and everything else in this country.
Doesn't make sense.
You know, the other night, for instance.
I don't know why you say that. I think they could do it with four white guys. I think you could do it with four Asian guys. When it comes to football analysis, I'm colorblind.
No, but Mike, they're all very, very specific about, I mean, this is TV in general. The other night I'm watching, I guess it was Saturday. Watching ABC 7, our local ABC affiliate. And I was amazed that the anchor guy was a big Ken Dorfman, like, you know, what's the guy's name from the
series? Flounder. Kent Brockman.
No, Kent Brockman.
Oh, you mean Kent Brockman. You mean a guy like this.
Okay. Right. So it was a guy like that. And then the weather guy was a white, skinny weather guy who really was not very good. Mm-hmm. And the sports guy was a white guy.
Wow.
And at the end, when they were making their small talk, it caught me off guard just for a second. I said, oh, this is like time warp. I've gone back into the land of Rob Spiewak. Three white men.
Back into the time of Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Forget the part about black, white. No chicks, no nothing. Right. It's just three crackers.
Three white guys.
My TiVo got that because of that.
It knew you'd want to see that.
I gave it three green thumbs up. So says, you're going to love this newscast.
So what they're saying, in my humble opinion, behind the scenes at Fox is that, yes, they got to find someone entertaining. Maybe they'll try to fill the JB role or move Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
But it's got to be a brother.
I think you're right.
Because you can't have four white guys.
It wouldn't make sense if you did.
You just can't.
Yeah, you're probably. I mean, it's just they can't, because that seems to be what they do on a lot of those shows.
They're all, you know? They're much to Rob's chagrin, they're all integrated. All the shows are white black.
Why do I always have to be the one to bring this name up? D.L. Hughley. Please, throw Mr. Hughley a bone.
Well, it sounds like this decision by JB was both. You know, obviously he put some time into it, but it came up rather suddenly. I mean, it's not like something that was going on for a long time.
Right.
Did you get between the lines, too, the little bit about, like, maybe they, when Jimmy Johnson had to go up and talk to the suits to be an advocate for James Brown, that maybe they were dragging their feet with him a little bit?
And maybe he wants a little more than just hosting, like, the world's greatest elephant screw-ups.
Yeah.
Remember when they would give him, like, the foul-ups, bleeps, and blunders show?
Exactly.
JB?
Now
standing there laughing with his blue suit on.
Next year he can do the Super Bowl commercial special.
But now, what he doesn't know is that now JB has committed himself, without knowing it, to hosting this year's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Right. And then, of course, in the Nance household from upstairs, Mrs. Nance hears this. Honey, they're pushing me out the door.
Guys,
it couldn't be any more clear. They're moving me out.
Step one.
This is it. They've got him in here.
Hey, honey, it's Jim. Listen. I want a wine spritzer.
I want it now.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock. I don't care if the children are up.
He's in the shower. You see him in the shower. He's all soaked up. He's like,
hey guys,
when is this network going to show me some love? I don't get it. I do the Masters. Now they're taking the basketball away from me.
That's my show. That's my show.
And I would assume that Jim Nance does professional basketball as well.
No, just college.
The college?
College.
Is JB going to get the college?
Yes, but I think Nance is still number one on the food chain, meaning he'll be the main announcer.
I'm just this far, honey, from doing a bloody dog show. This will not fly.
Jim, open the door. The kids are worried, Jim.
I don't care. Bring me the spritzer, even in the shower.
Oh, honey, please. We just got a wonderful fruit basket from James Brown and his wife saying how glad he is to come to CBS.
Of course he's glad, and I'm going to be doing The Price is Right.
Jim?
Damn it. Who do I look like, Tom Bergeron?
Jim?
Yes, honey. I promised myself I'll never do cable. Damn him. Damn him.
How come you've never satisfied me?
Well, it's not certainly going to happen now. I've got tons of things on my mind.
That's what you always say. Something on your mind.
I tell you, I can't help you when I'm worrying about the well-being of the fans in the stadium.
Jim Nance, I hate having this discussion with you through the bathroom door, but I will. I'll tell you now.
What, honey?
There's another man.
What?
His name is Dan Dierdorf.
No!
He's given me what you haven't.
Unacceptable. And now Mr. Redstone won't even take my calls. I've been nothing but a friend to him.
Jim, please come out of the shower.
I'll come out of the shower if you put Sumner on the phone. I'm so sad. I'm going to stay in here until I'm a little Nancy Raisin.
Hey, guys. Hey, but, you know, then at the corporate office, it's like, hey, guys, Jim Nance. Hey, big guy, JB. Who's my guy?
Hey, congratulations. Listen, I'm the first one to call you. I couldn't be more thrilled. And I wish you the very, very
best
of luck.
I've been showering constantly. I'm thrilled for your success.
I've enclosed a complimentary platter featuring some salmon mousse. Pay no attention to that freshness, Dave. Eat up,
now,
please.
When Nance called JB, do you think maybe he was slurring a little bit?
Hi, Jim. I'm sorry, I'm Jim. You're James. But you're James, I'm Jim. Listen, I want to say I couldn't be more happy for you. And, you know, you're top of the heap. Great, great broadcaster.
Hey, guys.
There is no ill will, and there is no bad blood between us.
Guys.
Oh, God, the pain, the agony, the horror. I feel terrible. I'm not going to Augusta. I'm not going. I'm not going to Augusta this
year. Guys, family, Jim Jr.
Everyone's
Jamie,
gathered.
Jim Jr., everyone. Jamie,
gather around. Gather around the table.
All the Nances.
Your father has something to say. Please, all of us, join hands. Listen,
Jamzina, my love child that I had with Pam Oliver, Jamzina.
Everyone sit at the table. Children, Daddy's going away for a while. Daddy won't be coming home.
Daddy and his job taken away.
Daddy is not happy. I'll do my very best. If I have to do kids' birthdays, I'll provide for you.
But there's no effing way that I'm going back there to that job with somebody else at that anchor desk. Do you hear me, Janie? Jim Jr.?
This is unacceptable, honey. I've done everything they've asked. I've done every sporting event. I've been the hardest working man on the team. And now this is how they thank me. I swear to God, I'm going to go do sports on UPN. I'm going to cry again. Damn them.
Jim.
Damn. What?
Jim.
What is it, honey?
Les Moonves is on the phone.
Oh, what a bastard. Give me the phone. Hi.
Hello. Jim. It's Les.
Yes, Mr. Moonves. I appreciate that.
I wanted to make sure you're fine with us bringing James Brown in. You know, you're still our number one announcer.
Leslie, as I've always told you, I'll even do poker on Bravo for you.
Have I mentioned how sweet, sweet Connie Chung is?
Okay.
She's my wife, you know, Jim.
I'm hanging up on you now. Goodbye.
You're hanging up on the boss?
Goodbye.
Listen, Jim, just listen to me. You'll always be...
End of sketch.
You'll always be our boy.
I believe you, Mr. Moonves. Thanks so much.
Whatever demeaning job there is, whether it be a Super Bowl special, some half-assed tribute to the ghetto known as Houston, you'll be our guy.
Thanks, Les, and I have to tell you, I appreciate you sending me the King of Queens calendar. I admire your generosity.
I got you another spot on Yes, Dear.
God bless you. I'll be flying out from Houston to Los Angeles again.
James Brown did not get that.
Thank you, Les.
He wanted that.
Appreciate the vote of confidence.
He wanted to be on Yes, Dear.
Thanks so much. Listen, Les, can you get me on a CSI? Can you get me on one of the CSIs, please?
Well?
Speaking part.
Can I call you back?
Message couldn't be clearer, Les. You take care.
Jimmy. Jimmy, you read me all wrong, Jimmy.
They hate me.
Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. I got an idea.
How about this? CSI Connecticut.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm talking now original CSI.
Original CSI.
The Thursday night CSI.
Yes.
Here's your role. You are. Our starring doesn't get bigger than this. You're the main corpse.
I'll take it. Thanks so much, Les.
Honey, I have great news. I'm going to play a dead body on CSI Connecticut.
CSI Greenwich.
Now go tell your wife to make you some of those fancy drinks you like so bad.
This is Jim Nance. Join me Thursday night on CBS, America's Most Watched Network, as I play a corpse on CSI Westport.
Dance, monkey.
Don't show my bald spot.
Read my cards. You're the only one that reads the cards the way they're supposed to be read, Jimmy.
All this because he was the first one to call.
Yes. Just for being nice.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jim. Jim Brown. James Brown. Jim Nance. James Nance. Welcome back. Welcome back to the iNetwork.
So glad to have you here. I'm a liar. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So anyway, good for JB.
Yeah.
Really good for JB.
Nice to get that little semi-exclusive for him, too.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys should end up being the Caliendo Kimmel connection that CBS needs. And you can make Nancy your whipping boy like Bradshaw was.
You know, that's a tough spot. First off, it's ridiculous to think that we'd ever get that. So let's move past that fantasy. Mm-hmm. But that is a tough spot if you're given, like, in the case of Frank Caliendo, on a football show, they mm-hmm. give him, like, 2.5 minutes.
To be funny.
To be funny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the four baboons, when they come back, just because it's part of the gag, they're going to say, you know, not funny.
Right, exactly.
Not funny.
Exactly. I mean, do they do anything like that on CBS's show? Do they have any comic relief on CBS's show at all?
They have like, a CGI thing that I hope they get rid of.
It's terrible. They do, like, little cartoons every once in a while. They definitely need something to spice that up, and I think JB's definitely one.
Two words I've got for CBS. Two words. Huh. Kathy Griffin.
Guys, what we really need was more Nance. You know, more Nance, guys.
That's being funny.
Here, Team Nance. Oh, I tell you what, Nancy Nance, it's a sad day. It's a sad day here at Team Nance.
Team Nance.
I've got a call. Let me go through my loser phone book. To see other memorable losers. Oh, my God. Get me Michael Hughes on the phone.
And President
Have a good
Logan.
One, guys.
Okay. Thank you for the toot.
the guy just hit his horn. This is way of saying the conversation was over.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about our new president that we have. I think he's kind of a little Nixon-esque, don't you?
You mean President Logan?
On 24, yeah. That's been pointed out by us many times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed it.
And actually, listen, please, it's not Nixon-like, it's Hughes-like, Hughes-esque.
It is Hughes-like. I mean, if you saw our GM, if you really did, our vice president, our head honcho.
Yeah.
But the one thing, you don't get the mouth. I mean, the mouth is very unique on President Logan. The weird, smarmy mouth.
You've got the finger shaking, though, the I'm another crook type of thing going on. Though.
Yeah, no, we pointed that out before, that it's the sweaty Nixon that they're really trying to recreate, although they're giving him some balls now.
Yeah, off and on. I just like Gene Smart. I don't know why I am so hot for Gene Smart on that show.
We just got a call from James Brown's lady, Elizabeth. She wanted to clear up the fact that there was no tense feelings of emotion between James and Bradshaw. It was tears.
Okay.
That's what he meant when he said
it. We thought of that.
But there was no fighting.
But it was tears.
Homo.
Well, that's great.
Homo.
I hope that makes it a little better.
Homo.
Hope that the two of them went to Brokeback Mountain.
Homo.
And just rode and rode.
Homo.
And rode all night. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
It was that way with Terry, with Howie Long, though. It was fisticuffs. I'll kill you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, isn't NBC taking over in 08 for CBS?
Taking over in 06, my friend, for nobody. It's a weird way that they broke up the football pie. ABC is out. NBC has Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football is on ESPN.
Okay, thanks.
And there will be games Thursday nights and Saturday nights on the Rich Eisen Network.
CBS still going to be the AFC Network?
Yep.
Okay.
My mom's a whore.
Well, you know, listen. All right, I guess that was you just making a statement.
Don't like that word, whore. Over the line, guys.
I don't think neither you nor I was ready to pull a weapon on him, were
no,
we?
Not one no. little bit. We're going to move right by him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you want to wish a 20th happy anniversary to my bulbous keychain?
20 years old, your keychain?
You have a keychain?
My bulbous one from 20 years ago.
Wow.
Don and Mike Show.
Bulbous, a word that was originally used to describe Carl Malden's nose.
Mm-hmm. Bulbous nose.
And then later became a trademark of the cheap keychains that we gave away.
We gave keychains away for a long, long time.
Have you noticed Kiefer Sutherland's nose and how at certain angles, certain camera angles, it's beginning to look bulbous? And I wondered if that was because of the drinking.
He has moments where he looks
bulbous. How long have you been playing me? Shut up, stupid.
Oh, that was Buzz that said that.
Again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your office.
Damn it!
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know what's going on, Kiefer.
Damn it!
Okay.
Keep us getting upset.
What about his nose, Buzz?
It's bulbous.
Hello there. Donna.
What do you want me to say? I did drugs to get in with these people, and I got in with them.
Don and Mike Show, hello. What
about the Holy crap, I didn't think I'd get on. My mom's the Mayor of Gorville.
Well, no, wait a minute. Did you... Huh? Wow.
Mike, I'm sorry.
What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? I would say, hold on, wait a minute. I was standing right in front of the guy.
Listen,
look at my hand.
You shot
look at my hand.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. What is that?
I need a tourniquet.
What's that, a nick?
It's I think it's a through and through.
Through it.
I was just saying, hold it a second, and then you opened up on this guy.
Yeah, the guy broke the cardinal rule. Hey, what am I doing? I didn't think I was going to talk to you.
Well, I need a Band-Aid and some scotch,
too. Probably each size.
That's smart. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gene Smart.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, yellow.
Can I talk to you?
You are talking to both of us.
Can you?
Oh, well, I'd like to order the item that's on the screen right now.
That's it. You'd like to order the salt and pepper shakers?
Lady's hair remover.
The lady's hair remover. The epilady, we'll get it right out to you. Do you want do you want that regular UPS or next day?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Don't want your meatloaf.
I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll send it to you, a regular UPS charger for next day. Is that okay?
That's fine, as long as it gets here. Right. Bye-bye now.
Fair enough.
I just thought he should have bailed a little earlier.
He was walking out the door. You caught him in the back of the head.
You were trying to help him out.
He'll be all right.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Just be the Don and Mike?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
Hey.
How much is James Brown getting for switching over to CBS?
I think $5 more a week.
$5 more?
Hey, but they're shiny Susan B. Anthony coins. No, I've got to think. I don't know. JB makes outstanding money.
I think money, they probably put a package together that was very attractive.
Yeah, he's gonna make plenty of dough.
So who's going to Fox now?
Well, I just said what I had heard was that it would be Deion Sanders.
Right.
So they're not
going to
put OJ on?
About time for OJ to come out of retirement.
Makes a good point.
Hey, ladies, though, man.
Now, hold on a second.
Don't interfere. You need to step outside of this room. Do it.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
That'd be a ballsy move by the network.
I'm just going to say.
I think they'll get the ratings, though.
Can you imagine that? Really a Fox today? If they said, okay, we lost JB. We're revamping the show.
There's no one else out there that can speak English. I mean, Deion Sanders with his Timpsons, I wouldn't even watch it.
Join our host, Terry Bradshaw, along with Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, and O.J. Simpson.
And O.J. Simpson.
That lineup would kill.
All right, man, guys. I love your show, man.
See you later.
All right.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
They might take a stab at it.
I think they'd be heads and tails above everybody else.
Let's go to O.J. Always on the golf course. OJ would always be on the golf course, still looking for the killer.
Right? And also on the cutting edge. Be very, very good.
But he'd be a perfect fit, like a glove.
We're going to have all, yeah.
Okay.
I'm out.
That was a discharge.
We're firing into the air.
No. That was purely discharge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that.
Discharge.
I have a problem with discharge.
Lovely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's why it's a good thing we're wearing our body armor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that guy in Iraq.
The modern stuff, too, that covers the, the area down there.
The cod piece. Hello, Don Mike Show.
I always like that name for clothing, the cod piece.
And Buzz, how is that guy doing in Iraq, that ABC guy?
I'll check on his condition. He's gradually better, but it's not good.
See, it still bothers me that, remember, at first they were saying they're very up-tempo about his progress. And
they've been very quiet about it.
He's kind of fallen off the headlines.
It's going to be a long recovery, at the least.
Hello?
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, how's it?
Well, I'm great. Just wanted to tell Mike I can't decide which is going to have the worst performance, the Grammy shows or the American Idol shows tonight and tomorrow night. Could be some pretty bad performances.
Can I have it?
Sure.
I'm going to use my good hand, the one that's not... Yeah, well, what do you think of this?
Now.
I made a half moon on his forehead.
That's pretty.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Now he looks like an outhouse.
Right. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. See, he got shot for bringing less than stellar comedy material to the show.
I had no choice. I had no choice. And with my hand bleeding profusely, I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
And also, you should know this. Not to make light of a true apparent, well, not, somebody did get shot. We've all seen the videotape from Los Angeles of the guy, the military guy, and I guess the cops are saying, get down, and he's saying, okay, I'm getting down, and then they just shoot at him.
Yeah, I looked at that very, very closely.
Mike and I don't work under those rules.
Mm-mm.
Like, for instance, they always say the cop that was involved in the shooting is always put on immediately a desk duty,
right,
no matter what the circumstances.
At the least, yeah.
Mike and I can wipe out 15, 20, 40 listeners during one 20 to 30 minute segment on the show.
Right.
We walk, babe.
Just yeah, absolutely. There's no no desk job for us. We are always on the job at all times. And looking at that thing as closely as I did, and I looked at it on the internet too. I'm just trying to figure out what that guy did. I am really trying, because it's hard to see on a couple of the networks. They've enhanced the night vision a little bit, so right, you can see the outline of the guy. But it really didn't look like he was. I mean, he was down on his knees, and then didn't the cop tell him to get up?
No, the cop said, I think the cop said, get down.
Get down, I don't know.
And then the guy said something like, because, you know, you see it with the subtitles, where it said, I hear you, I'm getting down.
Right.
You know, now, who knows if he started dancing.
No, I think really, right at the end it said,
he was really getting down, you know, or if he was really.
Towards the end it was kind of muffled on the audio, but
maybe
I think.
Maybe it was get up, I don't know.
He said to him it was muffled, what the guy on the ground said, but he said, what are you going to do, shoot me? Something happened right after that.
Question answered.
So sad.
But it is obvious on the tape the cop's just a little bit edgy. A
little bit. We don't have any of those rules for us, though.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm calling actually from Montreal, and I just wanted to let you all know I am so glad that you all are on the internet.
Oh, bonjour, mademoiselle.
Bonjour to you.
Is your name Fifi?
No.
Yes, bonjour.
Is your name Merlie?
No.
Hello.
Is your name
Catherine?
No, it is not Catherine.
Is your name Skank?
No. It's Sophie.
What is your name, darling?
Sophie.
Sushi?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Can you speak French to us?
Bien sûr, qu'est-ce que tu veux que je vous dise?
Don't be swayed, gentlemen. I think she may be a spy.
Ah, that's right. Ah, the French spies.
Rob believes that Canada will be attacking the United States. What say you?
Any day now.
Any day now.
96% of the Canadian population lives within 80 feet of the border.
Okay, all right. Step away.
Don't you all want to congratulate me on my new prime minister?
Oh, yes, your new prime minister.
Conservative.
What are you doing to celebrate his election?
Oh, nothing. I'm just going to listen to you guys.
There you go.
You're not going to do more than that? How about a nice warm bubble bath? A nice glass of wine and bath.
The bubble bath, and perhaps you turn on the water, and it's a good water pressure.
You get the loofah.
Yes. Big fun in the tub.
Oh, huh? I'm the loofah. Oh. I'm going to listen to some Céline Dion, and I'm going to
Céline
Dion.
Céline Dion, that freaking praying mantis.
Now you are playing Ziggy Lee.
So thank you, Mademoiselle. Thank you for the phone call.
Bonjour.
Thank you. Bonjour.
It was wonderful talking to you.
There she goes. I wonder if the armpits, they will unshave.
Very hairy.
Oh, very hairy. That is always a turn off, no?
Hairier than James Brown.
Oh, oui.
Wow,
oui. Oui, very hairy.
Oh, la, la.
Manis deodorant.
Hairier than Howie Long's armpits, huh? Hey, mon ami.
Who has the hairiest armpits in the Football Broadcasters Hall of Fame, huh? Let's think who we can think of right now. I say the biggest, hairiest, nastiest belong to the Chris Berman, no?
Yes.
He has the big, long, black, hairy armpits.
Oh, Chris Berman's big, hairy everywhere. He has hair coming where you should not have hair coming out of Mona.
I know, you can see it when he goes to the beach. Look at that. All that nasty hair, Mr. Berman.
He's Chris Berman now.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Chris Berman.
We must take a break. So we would be back in a momento.
Look, the hair is coming out over his waistband.
This is the Don and Mike Show.